Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Labor Day. You know, today is a day where our nation takes a break and we take the day off. We celebrate the fact that the American worker has indeed created the opportunity for you and I to have a day off. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of the way America gives back. Now, a lot of you look at it from the standpoint of, hey, I've got a three-day weekend, and it's also the three-day weekend which marks the unofficial end of summer. So I'm really going to go all out. I'm going to have a great time. And even though coronavirus is out there, you know, creating obstacles for me, I'm still going to go out and do the things that I want to do. Because as you and I know, sometime tomorrow, reality is going to hit you square in the face, and you're going to be back to doing the same old that you've been doing so far in your life, trying to get ahead. So on today's show, what I would like to do is talk about the rules for retirement. Now, you're probably wondering, how does he segue from taking time off into retirement? Well, like this. You're working very diligently. Many of you have faced challenges this year that you never knew were going to hit you because of what happened when the coronavirus showed up on our continent and it created problems for our daily lives. There are those of you out there that you were impacted. You may have lost a job. You may have been furloughed. You may have had to go take replacement employment. You may have had to seek some kind of assistance. This whole coronavirus thing has impacted all of us in varying ways. But you haven't given up. You're still moving forward. And for many of you, within the sound of my voice, you're enjoying the fruits of your labor. You're able to take an extra day off this weekend, and you're having a good time. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Not a darn thing wrong with that. But what I want to do is I want to focus your mind towards the concept of retirement. Because way back there, in the back of all that gray matter, you have a concept that at some point in your life, you're going to stop working and you're going to start enjoying the fruits of your labor. That's right. We call that retirement. Now, I hate to tell you, for some of you, retirement might be a pipe dream. And here's what I mean. Many of you are working paycheck to paycheck. In other words, you're earning money, but the money that you earn is being consumed in the daily life that you lead. Some of you might have more month at the end of your paycheck. It's just the way it is. I remember when I was young, I used to suffer from that. I used to go out and have a good time, and I'd spend all of my available money, and then it'd be like maybe the 20th of the month. Now all my bills were paid, but I didn't have any money left over to go out and have a good time. Oh, well, I was young and I had a good time. But living that way doesn't create the potential for you to retire yourself. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Somewhere along the line, you have to develop habits that involve investing your money. Now, a lot of you, you're working with a financial planner. You've gone into the financial planner, you've sat down and you've said, let's work on a game plan. Let's get me to a place of retirement, and let's get me there somewhere along the line, somewhere in the future. And, you know, the things that you talked about had to do with the when. When can retirement occur for you? And of course, you know, the financial planner is going to sit down with you and they're going to look at how much money you're making. What are your expenses? What should you do in your daily life to start putting money away? And what they're going to suggest is that you start saving your way to retirement. And they will put you on a game plan that might last 30, maybe 40 or more years. And the concept is that you're going to get to a place way down the road in your life where you're going to pull the plug on work and you're going to start living off of the money that you have amassed. And, you know, they've put together some business rules out there. They really have. There's different types of rules with regards to how you retire yourself, or how you calculate how much money you need. Or, I mean, let me just give you two of them. Two of the rules that I saw, one of them is the 4% rule, and the other one is the 25 times multiplier. I might have that wrong, but it's basically the concept. It's called the multiply by 25 rule. There, I got it right. And what we're going to do on today's show is we're going to talk about some of these investing rules. We're going to talk about what these rules are designed to create for you. And based on some of the research that I've done over the weekend, I might poke some holes in some of these rules and explain to you why maybe these rules are not as efficient or as effective as you need them to be in retirement. Because remember, when you get to that point of retirement, you've effectively achieved a milestone in your life. And that one of the biggest significant things of that milestone is that you choose not to work again. But if you've incorrectly and ineffectively prepared for retirement, you may find yourself having to go back to work. Not a pleasant surprise for many Americans that have dealt with that. And we come back after the break. I'm going to get into these rules. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, which, by the way, happy Labor Day, we're going to talk about some of the rules of investing out there. Now, whether you have a financial planner, whether you're doing it yourself, it really doesn't matter. You've probably been to the internet. You've probably been looking for guidance and information on how to, you know, invest for retirement. And you've probably stumbled across a couple of these rules that I'm going to discuss in this segment. The first one is called the multiply by 25 rule. And what it is attempting to do, it's attempting to help you determine how much money you'll need in retirement. And in doing so, it's pretty simple. What they say is this: multiply your desired annual income by 25. Really, it's that easy. So let's just say you want to withdraw $40,000 a year from your retirement portfolio. Well, if you multiply that by 25, it's going to tell you that you need to have $1 million in that retirement portfolio. If you, let's say, want to retire on $50,000 a year, you're going to need $1.25 million. And we'll just keep ratcheting it up. Let's say you want to withdraw $60,000 a year. You need to get to $1.5 million. Now, let me throw something out at you. One of the things that we talk about on this show is the concept of retiring using real estate as the catalyst that will provide you the ability to make money five different ways. Technically six ways, we're talking about multifamily, but we're going to stay focused on single family. One of the things you've heard me state is that if you can get yourself to a place where you own, let's just say, 20 single family homes, and those homes are producing $400 a month in positive cash flow each on average. Okay. What you're looking at is an annual income of about $96,000. Yeah. So what that works out to be is it's $8,000 a month. Technically, not a lot of taxes associated with it. And one of the things that we show you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is we show you how the taxes work and everything. But just know the fact that you can depreciate those assets, that depreciation can offset your income. And as a result of that, you can pay the lowest amount of taxes of any taxpayer in the United States. It's in the tax laws. That's just the way it works. So let's say you were trying to replace $96,000 a year. You would need to have in your investment account. Now, again, I'm kind of stepping back into the world of you're going to save for retirement. You would need to have $2.4 million. $2.4 million in your investment account should return about $8,000 a month or $96,000 per year. Now, one of the things we didn't talk about was the taxes associated with withdrawing that money out of your 401k or your IRA, because a lot of those accounts are tax deferred. That's one of the concepts. You know, you put money in, the money is allowed to grow tax deferred. In other words, you don't pay taxes on that money until you take it out. Well, if you're going to get to the point where you're going to start taking money out, you also have to take into consideration the taxes on that money. So just something to think about, something in the back of your mind. Now, how long is it going to take you to generate, let's say, $2.4 million? I don't know. It depends on how aggressive you are with saving your money. It depends on how aggressive you are with putting money into your 401k or your IRA. There's a lot of factors out there. But just know that you would technically need about $2.4 million to get you to a point where you could start taking out $8,000 a month, and then you would pay the taxes associated with that. So that's, you know, something you need to think about. We'll probably get into that a little bit later on the show, but I don't want to turn this into a show on taxes. What I want to do is just kind of convey with you the different rules that are out there. Now, on this multiply by 25 rule, it estimates the amount of money you can withdraw from your portfolio, and it doesn't factor in other sources of retirement income. You know, like maybe you've got a pension out there. I don't know. Maybe you're invested in rental properties. That's a good idea. Or maybe it's coming from Social Security. Maybe you think Social Security is going to be around when it's time for you to retire. Or maybe, you know, that's part of your game plan for your income. You know, that rule assumes that you'll be able to generate an annualized real return of about 4% per year. It also assumes that stocks over the long run, you know, 15, 20 years or more, will produce an annualized return of around 7%. Meanwhile, inflation tends to erode the value of the dollar at roughly 3% per year. it means your real return after inflation will be about 4%. So, I mean, these are things that you kind of need to pencil out. You know, it's difficult to predict the future. It really is difficult to predict the future. I mean, I've tried. I'm not good at it. Maybe you're better at it than I am. I don't know. Now, let's talk a little bit about this 4% rule. The 4% rule is often confused with the multiply by 25% rule for an obvious reason. The 4% rule assumes a 4% return on your investments. However, the 4% rule, more importantly, guides how much money you can withdraw annually once you've achieved retirement without cutting into your investment principal. So as the name implies, this rule of thumb says you should withdraw 4% of your retirement portfolio in your first year. So as an example, let's say you retire with $700,000 in your portfolio. In your first year of retirement, you're going to withdraw $28,000. That's taking that $700,000, multiplying it by 4%. That gives you that $28,000. The following year, you're going to withdraw the same amount adjusted for inflation. So if we assume a 3% rate of inflation, you should withdraw about $28,840. Now, that figure might be more than 4% of your remaining portfolio, depending on how the markets fluctuated during your first year of retirement. But don't worry about that. You only need to calculate the 4% rule once. The guideline says you should withdraw 4% during your first year of retirement and continue withdrawing the same amount adjusted for inflation each year after that. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some shocking information about this 4% rule back after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show, and a happy, happy Labor Day to those of you out there that are enjoying the holiday. And for those of you that are working on Labor Day, well, maybe you get the next one off. It's just the way it is. And I'm not trying to poke, you know, fun at you or poke you in the ribs or anything like that. I'm just saying it's kind of ironic that we have a holiday called Labor Day, yet a lot of us get the time off. A lot of us don't, you know, and I guess depending on where you stand, it, you know, might bother you or it might not bother you. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I'm enjoying my day, to be honest with you. I'm having a great day. I've got a family around me. They're getting ready to do barbecue when I get off the radio. So this doesn't have any impact on my life. I'm really enjoying myself. So if I sound like I'm bitter about working on Labor Day, I'm really not. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of you out there that may not have the opportunity to listen to the show because you are at work on Labor Day. So for those of you that are new, welcome to the show. So we're talking about some of the rules for retirement that your financial planner or somebody else may have shown you. And they're rules that are designed to help you figure out how much money you're going to need in retirement and how much money you can withdraw in retirement. The multiply by 25 rule, that's the rule that you're going to use to determine how much money you're going to need in your retirement portfolio and when you're ready to retire. The 4% rule is the rule you're going to use to estimate how much you should withdraw from this portfolio after you've retired. That's when you should use the two rules. But you know, there's a lot of controversy out there. There's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of concern about these rules. I mean, there are experts out there that criticize these rules, and they say that those rules are too risky, that it's unrealistic to expect long-term annualized 7% returns, especially if you keep your portfolio in bonds, CDs, cash, things like that, which are safer, but they tend to have lower returns. And if you're getting closer to retirement, there is a good chance that you're going to transition the investments that you make into these quote-unquote less risky investments. Now, maybe you're more conservative. Maybe you know, you've kind of done the math, and the math isn't telling you what you're expecting to see. So maybe you think you'll follow a slightly different approach. Maybe you're going to opt for something called the multiply by 33 rule and a 3% rule. That's right. You're going to change the business rules of what you were told. So the multiply by 33 rule assumes that you'll have a real return after inflation of about 3%. That represents a 6% long-term annualized gain minus 3% for inflation. The 3% rule advocates withdrawing 3% of your portfolio during the first year of retirement. So what that means is this. If you've amassed a portfolio of $700,000, you would withdraw $21,000 during the first year of retirement, and then you would adjust for inflation for every year after that. So in the second year, you would withdraw $21,630. Now, some dismiss this approach as too conservative, but others argue it's appropriate for today's retirees who are living longer and want manageable levels of risk in their portfolio. And, you know, inflation is one of the things that these rules try to take into account. You will need to adjust your numbers for inflation, especially if you're several decades away from retirement. Yeah, I mean, we can get into it. I mean, one study I read said this: if you're 10 years from retirement, multiply by 1.48. If you're 25 years from retirement, multiply by 2.67. So what does that mean? It means, assume that you want to withdraw $80,000 per year from your retirement portfolio and you're 25 years away from retirement. So what you would do is you would multiply $80,000 per year times 2.67, and that would arrive at a number of $213,600 to arrive at your inflation adjusted target. Yeah, I know it's confusing. Trust me, I've read this twice and it's confusing for me. But let's get back into some of the stuff that's being talked about with this 4% rule, because the 4% rule seems to be the common rule that I hear. It's when we do our financial freedom seminars, it is the biggest concern that our students come into the classroom with, is trying to understand how real estate is a better investment vehicle than following the 4% rule. And I'm here to tell you, it is. And we go into it in detail in the course, we do. But let's think about it for a minute. The 4% rule has been a fixture for retirees in determining how much they should withdraw from their retirement account while still maintaining a balance that will allow for the same income stream to flow through their golden years. But according to an article I read in MarketWatch, which is actually discussing a blog written by a gentleman by the name of Sam Dogan, and you know, they're kind of poking some serious holes into this 4% rule. And let me just get into what this blog commented. It said, the 4% rule as a safe withdrawal rate in retirement is dead. That's what he told MarketWatch. He said that the outdated rule was established back in 1998 by a group of professors at the time when the 10-year bond yield averaged was about 5%. The concept was this. Back then, you could withdraw 4% of your retirement funds without any fear of running out of money because you would earn that additional 1% more risk-free. So in other words, the investment model was producing enough money at a certain point where you could pull that money out. But now that interest rates are hitting rock bottom, retirement savers face a challenging future, one that perhaps, or at least according to that blogger, should be shaped by a new rule. He goes on to say this. He says, you can use the 0.5% rule as a safe withdrawal rate once you've reached retirement or financial independence. Yeah. So what does that mean? Well, it kind of means this. If you're anticipating that your retirement funds will be in investments that are producing very, very low rates of return, you're going to have to reduce the amount of money you take out in order to prepare for that, or you're going to run out of money. Or the other concept is this. They say what you really need to do is you need to recalculate that multiply by 25. It doesn't fly anymore. You now need to multiply by, get this, 200. That's right. So if you want to live off of $40,000, then you need to achieve an accumulation of $8 million. And we'll have more right after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about these rules for investing. These are rules that maybe your financial planner talked to you about. Maybe these are rules that you have learned based on, you know, that you've done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a MarketWatch article that came out just recently that talks about how those rules are broken. And when you consider how those rules are aligned with the marketplace, they make certain assumptions. They make assumptions that you're going to receive a certain return on your investment in retirement. And one of the things that may occur to you in retirement is that you may move your investments from what are considered some of the riskier ones into some that are considered not as risky. So what a lot of folks do is they have their investments moved over to things like bonds or cash or CDs or things like that. Well, the problem with those types of investments is where the interest rates are right now. They're historically low. They are absolutely absolutely low. But the problem with investing in bonds or CDs or keeping your money in cash in a savings account is that the interest that those investments return are not very good. They're not very good at all because they're linked to the interest rates. And if interest rates are low, your returns are going to be very low. Yeah, they're going to be very low. So, you know, if you're thinking, well, heck, I want to follow that 4% rule. I want to be able to live off of 4% of my money. Well, what all of the research that I've done indicates is that you need to be in investments that are returning about 7%. And the concept is this: 4% of that is going to fund the amount of money that you're going to live off of. The other 3% is basically linked back to inflation and things like that. So, you know, the future cost of money is something you have to think about. It's something you definitely have to contemplate. Now, I was looking at this blog by Sam Dogan, and he makes some pretty interesting assumptions. He says that due to a record amount of stimulus created in the short amount of time, interest rates have dropped faster than a cement block tied to a dead body thrown off a boat in the middle of Lake Tahoe by one of Capone's capos. Okay, so he's got some interesting verbiage there. I like that. It's kind of cool. But here's what he's saying. He says the 10-year bond yield at the time he published this, which I think was not too long ago, was 0.7%. He goes on to state this. He says it is likely that it will stay under 1% for years to come. So at a 0.7% risk-free rate of return, that $1 million that you have plugged into your retirement account will only generate about $7,000 a year in risk-free pre-tax income. Yeah. That's not so good. So, you know, if you're going to be able to get by on $7,000, you're going to need to be in a fairly meager situation. Now, maybe you have Social Security coming in. Maybe you do. Maybe you get the maximum Social Security payment every month, and that's about $2,900 a month. Works out to be about $34,800 per year. Well, that only combined with that $7,000, you've got $41,800 a year in income. That's what he says. Now, he goes on to say this. He says, based on his research, the average Social Security payment is closer to $1,500 a month. Yeah. So that's a big difference between $1,500 and $2,900. So what you're really looking at is you're looking at a Social Security benefit of about $18,000. That's going to allow you to live off about $25,000 per year. I'll be honest with you. I just don't think it works. You know, the other option is you can, you know, figure out, well, let's see, I want $96,000 per year in income. I will follow the multiply by 200 rule because that's the one that seems to be coming into play right now. So what does that mean? That means I need $19,200,000 in my retirement account in order to live comfortably off $96,000 a year. Yeah, you heard me. I just did the math for you. Yeah. $19 million. That's a lot of money to save up for. Okay. And even if you take the Social Security out of it, let's say we take the Social Security out of it, and let's say, you know, you're looking for $96,000 a year. Let's say that you're getting the maximum Social Security benefit of $34,800. You're still going to need $61,200. So if we multiply that by $200, what we get is, oh, it's only $12,240,000. Yeah, I know. And I'm not trying to knock over your adult beverage at this point. I'm really not. What I'm trying to convey to you is that there's a better way. And that better way is to invest in real estate. It is. I mean, let's just do some simple math here. You ready? Hopefully I didn't kill you off with the math. But let's assume that you acquire 20 single-family homes. And we're just going to assume they don't appreciate. We're just going to assume that they throw off positive cash flow, that they're not paying you any of the five different ways we make money in real estate on the single family side. We're not going to calculate in principal pay down. We're not going to calculate in equity capture. We're not going to calculate in the appreciation. We're not even going to talk about the tax advantages. We're just going to say they produce cash flow for you. And let's say they produce cash flow of $400 per month, that every month they are capable of providing you $400 a month in living expenses. So if you've got 20 of those, that's going to produce about $8,000 per month. That works out to be about $96,000. Yeah, that's where I got the $96,000 from. Now, if we're going with the, the $62,000 number, because we're going to assume that maybe we're going to have Social Security, so maybe we don't need as much real estate. Let's see what that number looks like. So $60,000 divided by 12 divided by 400 gives me, well, you're going to need about 13 properties. Now, let's just go based off the fact that you're going to get 20 properties. And let's assume that you can buy each of these properties for cash out of pocket of $15,000. What you will need to have to invest in 20 single family properties that you can buy for $15,000 a piece. Yeah, and we show you how to do that. You're thinking $15,000 for a rental property, that sounds very low. Well, when you buy the way we teach you how to buy, it is absolutely attainable. It's absolutely obtainable. But you would need about $300,000 to invest. Now, you probably need a little more money than that. But the key thing is this. You don't have to wait until you have that $300,000 to invest in 20 properties. What you do is you start buying properties as soon as you can. Yeah. So once you have enough money amassed in order to get into your first property, you get into that first property. And that property is going to start producing positive cash flow for you. And you can use that to offset your monthly expenses, or you can use that to save for the next property. There's different things you can do with the money. And what you're working on is getting enough money to get into that second property. And then you're going to get into that third property. And then you're going to get into that fourth property. And that's how it snowballs. If you listen to last Friday's show, I talked about how you can ratchet your way up, starting with just $10,000 in savings and putting $767 a month aside. You can get to your first property in about 20 months. And then you get to your second property in about 20 more months. And then you get to your next property. And the time between properties declines, because what you're doing is you're taking all the net proceeds that comes from the cash flow and you're reinjecting it back into savings. And what that does for you is that allows you to get to the next property sooner. You can get to your first 10 properties in about 10 years following this approach. And this is the slow way. And then you get to your next 10 properties in about 3 more years, because everything compounds. That's the way real estate works. So what you need to do on this Labor Day is to sit back and think about, am I doing the most effective thing to get me to a point of retirement? And if your answer is no, what I want you to do is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Let us show you how to invest correctly. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you
for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.